wouldn't leave me any chunks.
What's that again, Inga?
This is a recording. This recording is being made on the 17th. This recording began being made on the November 17th at 4:15. Mr. Smirsky is just entering the room. Please close the door. Thank you. With this opening phrase, we shall begin. O posse graviori, and God will put an end to these things also. Mr. Smirsky, please be quiet. Your feet are disturbing me. None of yours shineth either. No, I shan't erase. We begin. On earth, the spirit has just died. Thank you for the sound effects. On earth, this spirit has just died. In eternity, he is just beginning his life. In eternity, there is no time. Time is just a mere frame unto the human being. On earth, I was killed by the sorrows of people and places and things. Society. She was no loving mother. She was a shackle, a two-headed monster, constraining my every desires. Though I lived, I was dead. Dead. I have done with civilizations before me. My contemporaries, those who have or would have come after me, were expected by society. Causes my crystalline soul to capitulate to its carnage. I shall cast you into the abyss of the world, that my soul may be where it is now. The darkness had descended, carrying with it its sister death. Death, and I wonder, as the darkness enfolded about me, had the designer deigned my death tonight? I desired to deserve death, but death was a reward, and I have done nothing but diminutive deeds. Then the daylight dawned, and I am now, and the hope of death had deterged. The sunbeams had sown the detriment to disaster. I longed for the dispersal of its warm rays once again, and the revelry of the disquieting darkness. I may, perhaps, hear it again, and feel its warm rays. When I was on earth, many loves, but of course I cast the line, spirit, and a human form, had caused me to be spurned. At night, I would think, contemplating my love of that day, that week, that month, that year, I would think, you had gone from me, oh, why did you leave? I tried so hard to please you, but you broke my heart, O folly of mine. But now I pine my heart away because of you, O callous beauty, who spurns my love, be free of heart, for you have turned my high hopes to despair, and I perish in this flood of tears for you. But I hold that love which you spurn in my heart forever. Goodbye, my darling, farewell, my love. At those times I would contemplate committing suicide. But then I knew, if I did, I would be cast into the abyss of the hells. But then I would think of the happiness, where happiness is to be found, not among the cliches of the tomb or the shining marbles of the world, but in each awaiting soul, awaiting for the one ray of sun to enter and there to remain. My heart was this place so long ago before I died, but now it is just a cavernous space where not a ray doth not shine. I had loved my darling, my wife, my friends, come storm or fair, and I cried for them, never to leave me. She did, and I perished into the darkness, never to be found again. Goodbye, my darling, I cried, forever if you leave. Oh, foul body, misshapen and distorted, be my reconciliation, that I may never ponder on my cavernous hollow body. My love, I yearn for you. I wane, I sink, I die. Come back, come back. She did not come back. My love, I am an empty shell. It had been taken from me, but now the callousness of her deeds engender these thoughts of my life. To take all of my love has turned an unsuspecting heart from the brightest gold to tin. Soon I shall await her in eternity, if I shall have a chance. My love, I cried every time she went. Never to see her again, I thought. But then I thought, she will come back. She has no other place to go. Never had she done anything to cause this tomb in my heart. But now, since I am gone from her, it glistens with gossamer threads soaked with tears. But now I must say goodbye to the world. The devil is coming to tempt me. But somehow I can't. I wish to go back to the earth. Back, back. On earth I see they are closing the tomb. They close my heart. I say goodbye to thee, O Mother Earth. To thee who gave me life. To thee where I suffered. To thee where I loved and lived and laughed with my friends, Jace Mirsky, etc. Last comment to be excluded. Where we laughed and lived and loved and drank and dined. Goodbye, fair earth. Eternity come. Goodbye.